Delling poll, all the worst people in history would have voted Remain. By James Delling poll on October 23, 2019. Scientists have proved that Brexit voters are genetically inferior to Remain voters. In other Remainer hashtag fake news, a leading professor has claimed that Shakespeare would have been a Remainer. How so? Well, apparently, according to this character, Renee Weiss, a professor of English at UCL, it's because Shakespeare was open-minded. Just like Remainers are. Lol. Meanwhile, in the real world, here's the truth, all the worst people in history would have voted for Remain. I know this for a fact because of the answers to a Delling pod quiz I did with my brother Dick Delling poll at the Podcast Live Festival a few weekends ago. To the surprise of no one in the audience, nor indeed to those of us on the stage, it turned out that the historical figures who would have voted Remain included Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Gary Lineker and, I think, Pol Pot. And among those who would have voted Leave, I was pleased to learn from the bit of paper I'd scrawled on earlier that day, were Jesus and Winston Churchill. Some, I suppose, will accuse me of being divisive here. But I make no apologies about this because Brexit is a very divisive issue. It is, indeed, in Britain the greatest political litmus test any of us will take in our lives. The US equivalent is, of course, whether or not you support Donald Trump. Unlike party politics, which is often tribal and inherited, Brexit has exposed the real ideological fault lines which divide our society today. These, roughly, are the ones I outlined here. We're winning, the good, decent, sensible, value-creating, hard-working, straight-talking, pub-bantering, piss-taking real people are on the verge of trouncing the politically correct, social justice-worshipping, humorless, economy-draining, finger-wagging, parasitical non-entities who've been ruling the roost these last few years. And which you can read about in more detail in that excellent piece by Russell Taylor I recommended, called The Real Origins of Brexit. How can I be so sure that all the worst people in history would have voted Remain? Simple. Because all the worst people in the world today would or have voted Remain. If you're American, simply change that for voted against Donald Trump. It's the same thing. Lest you think I'm exaggerating, here is what historian Robert Toombs has to say on the subject. In a Telegraph piece titled Clio, the Muse of History, We Despair of What Remainers Have Done to Parliament, he writes. But for the first time since we became a democracy, a large part of the political class, including nearly half of elected MPs, are now resisting the legally expressed decision of the majority. Parliament and the Supreme Court have both acted unconstitutionally, not to defend the will of the people, but to oppose it. He then goes on. There is no precedent in our history for this, so we have to accept that we are facing something new. True, there have in the past been people, including MPs, whose higher loyalties were somewhere else. On November 5, 1605, some tried literally to blow up the whole political system in the hope of a religious counter-revolution. In the 40s and 50s, some worked for the Soviet Union in the hope of a socialist utopia. But never before have hundreds of MPs worked to undermine the edifice of democratic government. Think about that. History famously repeats itself. But in this particular instance, there is simply no historical precedent for what the Remainers have done to our country. I'm sure a lot of these wreckers worked hard, went to university, got good degrees, and made huge personal sacrifices in order to get to positions, be they in Parliament or the judiciary, where they were able to affect the course of British history. And I'll bet, when they started out, they imagined that whatever they achieved in life it would be a force for good. But they haven't been a force for good, have they, these people? There is nothing remotely good about breaking democracy, defying the will of 17.4 million people, making up new laws ex cathedra and on the hoof, as Tony Blair's utterly bent, revoltingly biased Supreme Court has managed to do. Holding the Prime Minister and the government hostage simply by cheating the system and refusing to allow the general election which traditionally settles such contentious matters, and generally making Britain an international laughingstock, is there?